Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name, as always, is Boom Shaka, and I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. As you guys mentioned, you like the outdoor videos, so I thought I'd do one outdoors. This is one of my favorite spots in Chiang Mai. Just the dappled, you know, the shenshan kind of falling through the tree, and it's a really old tree. It just makes me so happy. Also, it's really green here, and I'm guessing in a lot of places that you guys are in, it's snowing. Not to rub it in your face, but maybe I thought that a little bit of greenery would help you help boost your mood and, you know, get you guys going, motivate you to whatever it might be, whatever you're doing with your day. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about INFJs and luxuries. I've done videos on this in the past, a couple of them, I think, about how we are not used to pampering ourselves. We're not used to luxuries. Most of us actually end up being minimalists because not only are we environmentalists, we care about the environment, we're green, and we realize that we don't need that much stuff. But in general, minimalism is a thing that allows us to live that frugal aesthetic life that a lot of INFJs end up living. I don't know why. It's just in our bloodstream, I guess. But I've noticed one thing that I do in this minimalistic lifestyle that I really don't appreciate about myself. It's actually one of the things that really annoys me about myself, because I don't allow myself this particular luxury, which is not really a luxury, nowadays at least. It's actually just minimal. Like, you just do that for yourself because that's life. Now, I noticed I did this in Toronto as well, and I do this in Chiang Mai, so it's not something that I just started doing here. It's a trend that I've noticed within myself. And, you know, sometimes in Toronto, people would come visit me, and I would literally be sitting in my apartment sweating because I didn't want to turn on the aircon. And they'd be like, "What's going on with you? Why are you so sweaty?" And then they realize the aircon isn't on, and they would think, "What, can't you afford to pay for your aircon bills, or what's going on here?" The essence of it was that, yes, I could afford to pay for the aircon, even if I switched it on for the entire summer, which was only minimalist. It was like 2-3 months. Toronto does not have a long summer. I could still afford it. But I had this thing inside of me that said, "Oh, I don't need aircon. I like the heat. Or it's a luxury and I don't really need it. And I wanna get used to the heat and I like the heat." And so I make up all these excuses where even where I was sweating and uncomfortable, getting to a point where I was uncomfortable, really uncomfortable, I would still not allow myself the luxury of switching on an aircon. Heat is another story. I think whenever it gets too cold, I can't deal with the cold. I can deal with the heat better. And so when it's cold, I do switch on the heat, and I don't feel bad about it because I'm like, well, I can't do it. I just physically cannot do it. I get cold very easy, etc. But I notice I'm doing the same thing in Chiang Mai. It is hot here. That's an understatement. It is wintertime right now, so it's a little bit cooler. You can see there's a breeze blowing behind me. Maybe you can see it, maybe you can't. But in general, the summer months have just passed by, and it was hot. I mean, guys, it was hot, and I'm not even saying this lightly. I think I can handle the heat. And then I experienced this last summer and I was like, whoa, this is too much. And a lot of times I had this need, the desire, this thing inside of me that said, please just turn on the aircon, it's fine, it doesn't matter, it's cheap. Aircon electricity in general is very cheap in Chiang Mai or in Thailand, so my electricity bill, even if I had the aircon on all the time, it would be maximum $50-$60 a month. Like, that's stretching it a lot. But even then, just the act of switching on the aircon and sitting in that luxurious, cool air made me feel like I was just being a complete elitist. I was like, what am I doing? How can I live like this? I'm supposed to be a minimalist. I can't be spending money like this, or I can't. It's electricity, you know, they're using coal, or it's not good for the environment. And I had all of these things that went on in my head, all of these excuses or ideas or stuff that I had in my head that made me feel terrible just for turning on aircon. When you think about it, most people will just turn on an aircon without even thinking twice about it. I mean, it is just one of the basics of life now, in a lot of countries at least. In Thailand, for sure. I mean, people here have their aircons on so high that you're literally, you feel like you're walking into a freezer whenever you walk into some stores or apartments. And you think to yourself, how are you living like this? I'm literally frozen to death right now. My fingers are numb. I can't even type anymore. And so that's how a lot of these cafes and restaurants are. So obviously people don't think about it. People just switch on their aircon and that's it. It's just a normal thing to do. But for some reason, the INFJs have this thing within them that doesn't allow them to feel like this luxury somehow is worth it for them. Or I think more so that they are worthy of that luxury, right? I think the worthiness is something that we really have to work upon for ourselves. We don't feel worthy of a lot of different things, and one of them is these minor luxuries. Now, they're obviously, as I said, very minor, and as I said, most people won't even think about it. But for some reason, and it's just not me, I'm not the only one that has experienced this. I've spoken to a bunch of INFJs who have expressed the same kind of idea, where they have a hard time turning on the heat, even if it's freezing outside, and they really should be turning on the heat. It's not good for their bodies, it's not good for their minds, their souls. It's definitely not good for your body to be in a place where it's too cold when you could turn on the heat. And a lot of these people that I speak to, a lot of the INFJs, can't afford it. I mean, considering that we are minimalist, we don't spend a lot of money in general, and we are good at what we do, a lot of us have the money to spend on especially these minor luxuries. We're not saying that we're going off and buying a $2,500 purse that we might use twice. We're saying that we're kind of taking care of our bodies on a daily basis, by turning on the heat or turning on the aircon. And as I said, it's just such a simple, basic thing of life nowadays. That you shouldn't even be thinking about it. That's how I would assume. But of course, INFJs are a different breed into themselves. And so we do spend a lot of time thinking about these things when most other people don't even give two thoughts to it, or even one thought, or a single zero thought to it. So why is that, right? And as I said, a bunch of it has to do with worthiness. It's a sad thing, a sad state of affairs, and I'm not very happy to be able to say these things, but a lot of INFJs have this sense of unworthiness within them. Even if we believe that we're worthy of a lot of other things, for some reason, pampering ourselves in these minor ways or major ways, getting a massage, getting a mani-pedi, is very difficult for us. And so, of course, the main thing that I always try to tell you guys, what I'm trying to always teach you guys, is self-love. And self-love builds self-worthiness. To realize that you are worthy of it. You are, if you believe in that, you're a child of God or a child of the Creator, whoever the Creator is, whatever he or she or it is. And you've been placed here on this planet and you've been given this life. It's a gift. And you wouldn't have been given this if you weren't worthy of it. I mean, there are no coincidences on this planet. Everything happens for a reason. You're here for a reason. The universe worked very hard to put you here on this planet. You know, your parents had to meet, your ancestors had to meet. They didn't have to die of a mammoth attack or things like that. And you had to survive childhood and you're here now. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things that had to happen, a lot of permutations, combinations that had to align in order for you to be here, and you are. And so, of course, you are worthy of everything, whatever you want, love or aircon. Yeah. And I know I'm putting it at the same level, but it really is the same level for us because, of course, we have a hard time even with the minor things like aircon, right? And so I think what I do for myself is I practice on a daily basis to switch on the aircon. And I know it's a very small thing, but I switch it on and I luxuriate in the essence of that cool air dropping upon my skin, the feeling of comfort in the heat, especially when it gets really hot in the afternoon. I'll turn it on and I'll just kind of like stand in front of the aircon and just savor it, just pamper myself with that cool air and realize that I'm worthy of it. And just these moments of telling myself, yes, you're worthy, you're awesome, you're worthy, you're great, you deserve it. These kind of little moments kind of add up, and over time, I think I build my worthiness in a way where it won't, hopefully, eventually, it won't be such a big deal. I'll turn on the aircon without even thinking about it because I'm hot and because I deserve it, because I need to be comfortable, because I'm doing work, because I'm doing different things, and I'd rather be comfortable than be uncomfortable, right? So I just wanted to share that with you. It's a small thing, very small thing, and you're probably thinking not worth it or not worth to even talk about it. But I think the small things that really matter more than the big things. It's the small things every day that we do for ourselves that really teach us about our own worthiness. And so I do recommend to you guys, if you have an issue with aircon or heat, or even small little things like feeding yourself on time, drinking enough water, you know, tell yourself that you're doing this in order to prove to yourself that you are worthy, because you are, because you're here. And that's all you need to be worthy. You don't need to prove yourself in any way. You don't need to do anything. You're just worthy because you're here and you're alive. I hope this makes sense. I hope you like the background. Isn't it just beautiful? I could just stand here and watch that sunlight going through the trees and I just love this. Anyways, I hope you love it as well, and I hope you like the video. If you have any questions, obviously, please put comments below and I'll expand on it. And of course, if you want to ask me any questions or if you want me to do any further videos, please comment below as well. If you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.